Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Ba-da-ba-ba-bum. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, it's Hump Day. Hello, Hump Day. That's a nice thing about a long weekend is a short week. I like that. It's like it's already hump day. Okay. That sounds good. The holidays at Disneyland. Okay. Your patience has paid off, Disney creatures. You want these tickets and to get in the running for the big grand prize? Well, here we go. This hour's code word is Christmas. C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-S. All one word. Christmas. Take the word Christmas and text it to our contest line. I don't know why I'm so amused by that, but I am. 20357, that's our contest line. You send the word Christmas over there via text, and you're in the running for a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus, you'll be in the running for the grand prize vacation for four three-day, one-park-per-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines with nonstops to Southern California, and a two-night stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is Christmas. I'm going to start with a story that I feel like it's been floating around here. But I think because it's about Grey's Anatomy, and I'm really bad at, like, I scan through headlines and I, you know, just quickly in the morning, there'll be like a big pile of headlines and I'm looking through them and I look for words to grab me. I don't watch Grey's Anatomy, and I would see the word cancer and then I would go, oh, someone on the show has cancer, or they did a show about cancer or whatever. But I'm like, okay, the only thing I know about Grey's Anatomy is that it's like the longest running medical show of all time. Like, it's, you know, that one lady who played Grey is
Pompeii.
Not, yeah, Ellen Pompeii. She's not even on the show anymore, right? Or maybe she comes back like one episode.
I never watched it either, but I
it
read
was so big when
a
it first
little
started.
Teeny bit about what you're about to talk about and was...
It's un-be-frickin-leavable.
Fix it, because I'm missing stuff. Okay. I don't understand, but I read, I went,
I know.
Oh, what?
Who does this? So there's a lady who worked for, or works, I don't know, for Grey's Anatomy. She's a writer, and apparently like a writer-producer. And she's also been on the show. Like, they would need an extra person to get into scrubs and, you know, help a person on a gurney down the hall. You know, they have all hands on deck, code blue, whatever.
Okay. I didn't see that part, but I did see she was the writer for a while. And from what I saw, she's not there anymore.
So she is, they call her here, disgraced Grey's Anatomy writer Elizabeth Finch. The bottom line of this whole story is she pretended to have cancer. She's on this show. She's shaving her head regularly. She's taking, quote, puke breaks. She's comes in with kind of like a green cast to her face. She is grappling with cancer. So they say here she would alter her appearance, take these puke breaks as part of her orchestrated ruse to get people to believe she was seriously ill with cancer. Now, why did she want everyone to believe that she was seriously ill with cancer? That question remains unanswered. She just wanted them to. There is now a three-part series called Anatomy of Lies. It's on Peacock. And there's a clip of this. I don't have like the release dates and all of that. See if I can find when it's actually the whole thing is going to be out. But there's a little clip now. Oh, here it is. Oh, it premiered last night. It premiered last night on Peacock. So you can watch that now if you have Peacock. But this lady, she faked having cancer for almost a decade. Like this wasn't just for 6 months and then, oh, now I'm in remission or, you know, whatever. She's working on this Emmy winning show. She's got an incredible job and she's pretending to have cancer. So in this 3-part series that is on Peacock as of last night, her former colleague, a writer and producer named Andy Reiser, shared the feeling of betrayal he felt over the lengths that she was willing to go to convince other people that she was grappling with cancer and chemotherapy. He says, the thing is, it was so confusing. You have to move through 8 years of interactions to even wrap your head around it. And I'm still not sure that I fully have. Imagine that. You think that your coworker has cancer. Every day they come in and tell you some story about the things that they're going through.
I don't know what a doctor would say, like a, you know, but isn't that,
there's
a mental illness there, right?
It seems impossible that there isn't a mental illness now, behind it. Because even if you've got, you know, you're doing it for a while and you're like, okay, I guess it's time to wrap this up and come up with some new fun thing to do.
I saw a little piece that she'd posted, which, or maybe this wasn't part of the, anyway, she said she'd become addicted to lying. So there's something going on there you hear about, what is that, Munchausen's disease?
Yes.
Where the mom makes the kid sick.
That's
so that
Munchausen by proxy, yes. Right? So now she's getting the sympathy because she's got this sick kid.
And that becomes their thing this is, you know, I'm the mom with the long-suffering mom. Right. Like there's something going on there that she was getting that was clearly getting her off.
Right.
That
she needed in some way.
It's disgusting. And then she goes on to say, you know, I'm sorry or whatever, but. I imagine most people are going to say, no.
This coworker, Reiser, is his name, Andy Reiser, I think. Let me see if I can find his name again. Yeah, there it is. He's a writer and producer, Andy Reiser. He basically compared what she was doing to lengthy performance art and was talking about how far she would go to pull it over on them. She said she was showing up to work with a shaved head and a, you know, greenish hue. She looked like she lived in a microwave. She was eating these saltines and drinking ginger ale and going to the bathroom to take puke breaks from her chemo. In the clip.
Meanwhile, people are probably like, man, she's really doing, you know, she's writing and
she's so brave.
And,
like, she's so brave.
Yeah,
you're amazing. I don't know how you're
really,
doing it.
You know, dapping her up full time. All, you know, hey, you're great. You're so strong. Yep. What an example for the world you are. And meanwhile, it's all phony.
The same writer producer Reiser said he heard rumors that she would go through the show's medical props and request to look at a quote very particular piece of something while pretending to be ill. He basically said, for all I know, she had a Lego taped to her chest. A lot of times, people who are going through chemos have like a port on their chest.
Oh, yes, of course they do.
Right. So she was going through the props that they had on this set of this medical show to get things that she could use to further her weird obsession with convincing everyone that she had cancer.
So so she was a writer. She wrote on True Blood and The Vampire Diaries.
Oh.
And she wanted to write for Grey's Anatomy, but it wasn't until she published an article about her having cancer that they hired her, that she got in front of Shonda Rhimes. So she faked the cancer
to get the job.
And then once she had the job, she just kept at it. So she was faking this before she even got the job.
Before this whole thing was unearthed in apparently a 2022 Vanity Fair expose. I don't even know how Vanity Fair gets wind of this, but they do. She had claimed she survived a rare form of bone cancer, had a friend who died in the 2018 Tree of Life synagogue shooting, suffered the loss of a kidney and part of her leg, was a survivor of sexual assault, and endured abuse by a male director when she was a writer on The Vampire Diaries. These are all things that she was claiming that all turned out to not be true. And Reeser, the same guy who was commenting, it's just so hard to imagine someone could commit that strongly to it. And it seems so much harder to me than just doing your job well.
I have a hard time understanding. Like, you can easily just forgive someone in the sense that you would go, yeah, it's fine. Whatever. Just lose my number, though. Like, that's easily, you're not going to spend any more time on it, and you just move on with your life. But I don't know who's going to be so interested in befriending her again.
I know.
Like, that's what I feel like really quickly, the first thing she says, you'd be out. Great. Here we go again.
It occurred to me that there's the whole boy who cried wolf thing where now, plenty of people get cancer in their lives. Like many, many people, all of us have been through it or know someone, from smaller cancers to devastating life altering cancers. Like, that could happen to her. And the sympathy she's going to find that she doesn't get is going to,
the fight right now, there are people listening or people, and I know someone who's struggling. Well, I don't know her personally, but I do know the story. And there are people out there fighting cancer as we speak.
On their way to chemo right now.
Absolutely furious that you would be out in the world just trying to get some kind of sympathy.
Right.
For your, what did you call that? Not theater, long-term art project? What did you say?
No, he said it was, he said it was like an art form. Hold on a second. I'll find the exact thing. No, it was a good thing. It was like a long-term performance art.
Yeah, yes. Like, here's this person doing long-term performance art in everyone's lives every day. Meanwhile, real people are out there fighting for their lives, literally.
So she was hired on the show in 2014, allegedly with cancer. And then in 2022, it gets revealed that she's faking it. So they put her on leave, and then she resigns from the show, fesses up to her lies, and admits that she never had any form of cancer. She told Vanity Fair in 2022 that the lies got bigger and bigger and bigger and got buried deeper and deeper inside me. I know it's absolutely wrong what I did. I lied, and there's no excuse for it. The best way I can explain it as to why she did it is, when you experience a level of trauma, a lot of people adopt a maladaptive coping mechanism. So now she's just going to throw a bunch of kind of mental health speak in here. She compared that, she said, this was my coping mechanism. And she compared it to people who drink or hide to forget things. Drug addicts try to alter their reality, and even people who commit self-harm by cutting themselves. I lied. That was my coping and my way to feel safe and seen and heard. I wish I had had a grid that would show who's not talking to me because they can't legally. I wish I had had a grid. I don't know. Maybe there's people who are like, you cannot talk to her anymore because we're going to sue her.
It's a good excuse to not talk to her.
Right.
Oh, I can't talk to you. It's legal.
Who's not talking to me because they don't know what to say? Who's not talking to me because they're pissed off? She said a lot of people she knew, surprise, were immediately very, very nasty.
Well,
family and friends who called me a monster and a fraud and said that's all I'll ever be known for, and soon more truth would come out. Yeah, I do actually feel like you're right. Like, there's a mental health situation going on here that she can't just explain it.
It's not an excuse, though.
No,
like, this is the same thing I would liken it to. An alcoholic knows they're not supposed to drink, and certainly knows they're not supposed to drink and drive. So there's that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could say, well, I'm an alcoholic and I drank and I drove and someone got killed. I'm really sorry about it. You can be sorry. That doesn't get you off any hooks.
No.
You did what.
Right.
We know you did. And that's not so. Whatever her story is, she was out there committing this daily.
Right.
In
just
people's
like
lives.
Life fraud.
There's just no.
And to herself, too. Like, what kind of life is that to lead? Where you, I don't, you know.
I don't know.
How do you get in bed at night and go, well, tomorrow I'm going to, you know, show my stent, my port. Tomorrow I'm going to, you know, make sure I barf four times or bring my saltines and ginger ale in.
She must, well, she's a writer, so she, at a high level, so she must be smart enough to whatever extent. But yeah, you'd have to be pretty smart to keep that up. One time I told Allison Maddox I was a ski jumper. I was fifth grade.
Oh.
And, you know, the Olympic ski jumping.
Yeah, oh, you did know, that.
The guys who, I was telling her
told
that.
Told her a little tall tale.
Well,
yeah.
I was, you know, really, she was a skier, and I thought this is the best way to really make something happen.
Yeah,
here.
I do those. I get up there and I just sail through the,
mm-hmm.
And what did she say to that?
Well, I'm pretty sure she didn't believe me, and we never did it.
Oh, well,
although
fifth grade.
No one did it with me for a long time, you know, because... Well, I was like 10 or 11 or whatever you are when you're in fifth grade.
You had a few years left to wait. Not for lack of trying.
5 to be exact.
Mm. Yeah. It is a funny thing, isn't it?
Thank you, Michelle. I should add right now.
Oh,
she was the nice lady who finally said.
And who was the other couple that was in the room with you when you lost your virginity?
Always with this nonsense.
Well, the details.
His name's Landon. I don't know hers.
I see. But they stopped what they were doing and looked over at you to watch the show.
Well,
your first time was very exciting compared to a lot of people's first time.
I was trying to, you know.
Put on, you know, the best job you could do. Like, I'm going to try. I've seen all this stuff. I'm doing it all.
I was doing what I'd seen. That's all.
Absolutely.
I got walked in on by an entire class. We were on a class trip. And
when you were losing your virginity?
Yeah. In the middle of losing my virginity, the door opens and one, like,
were you in like a bathroom stall?
No, we were in a hotel room and there, you know, and all of a sudden the door opens and it turns out it's my guy staying with me, but also like she was from another school. It was all her classmates, including a guy she was just dating like recently. And
are you in high school at this
point?
I'm in high school.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Where was this class trip to? You were in West Virginia high school?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a combined trip with a school from Maryland and we were up in Quebec for French. And
of course,
Quebec.
Yeah, and everybody just assumed like I was a player. I'd done this a million times, and meanwhile, I'm like, that was my, you know, it was so embarrassing. It was such a awful thing that like everyone on the trip knew. Everybody was just looking at me the entire trip.
Did you get to finish?
No,
they didn't back out of the room.
No, they get back out of the room, but I'm just at that point. She's so embarrassed.
Of course, I mean
freaking out and yeah. I didn't even talk to her the rest of the trip.
You know, that's what sucks right there. Like that girl, her reputation was ruined. You were raised to God status.
That is annoying. That is annoying, but that is what happened.
And clearly, I mean, you were her conquest.
Ah, well,
I mean.
Yeah,
I
wasn't real cool in high school. So
what you?
My
That's
first
good. Don't never peek in high school.
My first had already done it, so she was definitely showing me. You know,
I see.
And then I showed her, and she was like, "Whoa, what are you flipping me over for?" I'll show you. Hold on.
Oh,
yeah, good times.
Yeah.
I still, to this, like, when I talk to people about their first times, like, there's another example where it didn't go well. Mm. Mine went great.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I mean, an audience, like, cheering for you.
Look, we had nowhere to go. We went to a treehouse in Turtle Rock in a park.
Raining outside.
On a rainy day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had nowhere else to go.
Right.
I was 15.
And there's no way you
were going to
wait.
I didn't even drive
us
there.
How many people are in there? She drove you?
No. There were three couples total.
Oh.
The driver.
I've never heard of this third couple.
Yeah, no, the third couple stayed in his car.
As in, get out, you guys.
He drove a VW Squareback. Do you remember those?
I don't.
It's almost like a wagon type thing. So,
shorter, though.
Yeah, but it's a wagon.
Okay.
So, you know, he was able to
put his back seat down
and, you know, stretch out. So they stayed in the car and the other two couples, one of which was me and Michelle, we were in the treehouse.
Mm.
Spectacular day.
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean,
the glory.
Right. It never fades from memory.
And by the way, I wore protection, just so you all, if you're wondering, I wore protection. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
You came armed and ready. How long had that condom been in your wallet?
No, it wasn't one of those. It was this situation. She had said, I'm going to, And I went, okay. Mm. And I went and got it. I was 15. I didn't really have a wallet.
I see. Right. But she told you, if this is going to happen, you need to come prepared.
I told me this was the era of AIDS.
Yeah.
This was the time when I was already paranoid mm-hmm. about disease and germs and stuff.
We were all so scared.
I know. Yeah. Those were tough years.
Yeah.
Didn't scare you very much.
Not that much.
No.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it did. Sometimes I'd be like, yeah, we should do that. Oh my God, look at the time. Well, no more talk about that. Fun convo though, you guys. I mean, we didn't even get to anything else. So this one lady from Grey's Anatomy, she pretended to have cancer in her show. Let me see if I can find the name of it. It's called Anatomy of Lies, and it is currently on, is a 3-part series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
On Peacock if you want more info on that. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Don't be a line cutter and more after these.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God, what could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Put your brave face on. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Alice in Winterland. Tickets for Alice in Winterland are on sale now at RadioAlice.com. They're going fast. Do not miss out on this. Also, 8:05 today and 9:05 today will have keywords. You can win a pair before you can even buy them. No, that's not true. They're on sale. Winterland, One Republic. I don't know. It's just, you know, one of those phrases that flies out of your mouth. Alice in Winterland, One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, December 13th. Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's. Meet you there.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. It's no mystery why Fremont Bank and its foundation give back to our Bay Area communities. They know that a healthy bank can only come from a healthy community. So since 1995, the bank and its foundation have awarded nearly 4,600 grants, totaling approximately $38 million to causes that need it most. Find out more about their philanthropic giving at FremontBank.com. Okay, here's what's happening. If you liked yesterday, today so far has been nothing like that. Oh. It was foggy and like fog rain. Rayog. You didn't have to put on your wipers on the way in this morning?
It was foggy, but no, I didn't have to put them on.
Oh.
Mm. And it was only really when I hit the bridge.
Oh.
Yeah.
You get any of that fog rain?
Same thing on the bridge. That was about it.
Hmm.
All right. Well, maybe it will be sunny then when you know, when things lighten up around here. Right now, we're looking at highs in the 70s today. And from what I could see, which wasn't a lot, foggy and kind of wet down there.
Down there.
That doesn't mean it will.
He doesn't have that anymore. It's gone.
He doesn't even know what that's from, does he?
Well, you know, when it floods, it gets wet down there.
In Mill Valley.
Yeah. Like all the rivers.
It's wet down there.
Like, whoa. The low level. It's wet down there. Damn.
PG&E is saying power shutoffs are likely as the Bay Area braces for critical fire weather conditions.
Mm.
I like this not because I like seeing people lose their power. I've had it happen to me so much. I feel you. But get out in front of it so that we don't go food shopping.
Right.
Get out in front of it so we know that this is what's coming and we don't...
We're prepared.
You go and you spend $200 on groceries, fill the fridge, and then there's a power shut off.
Right.
At the very least, you have to write them and say, you owe me for this.
Right.
But I guess if they, you know, give you fair warning, maybe they can...
No, it's now we told you.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, good. I don't want to buy groceries and have them go bad. Critical fire weather conditions in the coming days could lead to PG&E shutoffs. Throughout the Bay Area, the utility says Thursday through Saturday in parts of Alameda, Contra Costa, Napa, Solano, and Sonoma counties.
Mm.
The reason is the strong easterly winds, winds out of the east.
Oh.
We call them Santa Anas down south. I believe they call them devil winds here. Either way, they are offshore winds that are going to be between 25 and 35 miles per hour, sometimes as high as 45 miles per hour.
So it's blowing. Everything's dry. It hasn't started raining yet. It's prime time.
Right. So
be careful.
Power shutoffs are coming. You can get more. I'm reading this out of the Merck News. I would imagine PG&E would be happy to answer your questions, or at least their website should say more detailed info about where the shutoffs will be and when they will happen. Again, Thursday through Sunday, PG&E shutting off power to avoid fires.
Well, we need to do what we can to avoid them.
Mm-hmm.
Remember you were talking about that. It was a firefighter who was setting fires in California. Like, what the actual?
Up north.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know what the actual... I can't believe it.
You can't understand that.
It's like the lady who's walking around teasing, you know, making believe she's got cancer. For what reason are you doing that?
Inexplicable.
Right.
Attention.
In-N-Out drive-thrus
yes.
have always had theme park level lines.
Yeah, that's
it's what they do.
Yep.
Two guys were at an In-N-Out here in California when another car zipped in front of them and cut the line.
Oh, that is. Them's fighting moves.
There's footage of what happened next, and it's gone viral because of how they handled it. Oh. I give them a lot of credit.
So these are the people who
most guys in that situation where someone's cut the line, and this is just guy stuff, I think.
Okay.
But it feels emasculating. You feel like, oh, I'm
powerless to stop you.
You just get to get over on me and then you're just going to sit there in front of me like you didn't just do that.
Right.
That's how these things like that. Almost any guy would be like, we have to fight now.
Right.
Because I'm not going to sit here and be your bee.
It's such an impotent feeling.
Yeah.
Just like, what can I do? I'm just a guy who's going through my day, or a girl, whatever. Well, I'm just going through my day and this guy has just like made me feel less than.
Tell me. How you react, like, do you get that feeling of like, I've got to do something?
I'm very mad, but I don't do anything because I am afraid of guns. I feel like anybody who's got the balls to do that, it also maybe has a gun. So these days I'm letting a lot more go.
Okay.
Like, you know, don't even flip anybody off.
That's a legitimate, I guess, feeling to have.
Right. Well, I just, you know, convince myself, well, that person is, you know, they're a jerk. One of the bad people.
Jerk up.
Yeah.
Hey, jerk.
They probably don't have a lot of friends. You're a real jerk.
Anyway, they say here, two guys were in the In-N-Out line in California when another car zipped and cut the line. The footage of what happened next is going viral. They waited until the car that cut them off got up to the drive-thru window. Then one of them walked up and told the cashier, I want to pay for all the cars behind me in line.
Oh.
I'm buying for everybody behind me. So the line cutter was the only one that didn't get free lunch that day.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's bad. They just spent hundreds of dollars getting revenge on a guy. Well, they say he did have a nice Mercedes. That doesn't necessarily mean you've got the money to buy a line 50 long of, you know, lunch. But
right.
They did do that. And that was their way to get back at this guy. Did they?
Yeah, no, not really. No. But whatever makes you feel good. Like, that's a great alternative to fighting that you can now you've gone viral across the country for being creative with the way you. Now, let me ask you this. The guy in front of him who cut in front of him and he wasn't going to pay for the food. Did that guy, was he aware that everyone else's food was getting paid for?
Yes, they did that on purpose. They said they wanted to pay for everyone behind right in front of him.
Ah.
So he was at the line, like he's heard at the window them say that.
Right. Not this guy, but everybody else.
Everybody behind me. It's not clear how many cars they paid for, but it sounds like they spent hundreds of dollars because the lines are never short there, ever.
That's true.
Ever, never, ever.
No.
Doesn't matter the time. Doesn't matter the location.
You know, though, here's the reason this doesn't work. That guy was in the line, cut into the line. So the, you know, jerk established, but also was going to pay for his food anyway.
Right.
He doesn't care. And he's all like, yeah, you know what I didn't want to do? I would rather cut you and pay for my food now than wait in that line. So
it's a $9 lunch,
man. In the end, I win.
Yeah, I was going to pay for it anyway, and it's $9. And so I'll just pay for it. And
right. So this cost you way more than your place in line. This cost you hundreds of dollars. So really, it's on you.
They didn't get back at him at all.
At all.
Line cutting. Jerks. God, I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
That was...
It is annoying. It's like one of those things that you're just like, do I let the inner psycho out? And the answer, you know, is don't do it.
It needs to be...
Be the bigger man or woman or whatever.
There's just... It's a lot. I don't think guns, but I do think, you know, all right, dude, you're 55 now. You're not going
to,
you've got,
you just
you
don't
got
need
bad
to be in
shoulders,
fist fights, right.
You know, I mean, you really want to be rolling around in the cement.
Do you want to potentially actually really hurt someone and go to jail?
No, nope.
You know, you got to just be in control of yourself.
Right.
And know that the jerk who cut you is going to continue to be, whether you're not going to teach him a lesson. He's not going to learn anything from you going and breaking your hand on his face.
Or buying everyone else lunch.
Right, yeah.
Like, who'd you hurt?
Nothing.
Your wallet.
Yeah.
You ding dong.
Well, maybe they got plenty of money. Maybe they were like, you know what? I had this couple $100 and it was burning a hole in my pocket.
You got plenty of money. Hire Mr. T and have that guy beaten.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can also, John curses people a lot on the highway. Like he actually puts hexes on them.
Oh,
if someone cuts him off or whatever, and he's just like, oh, you're going to have diarrhea later today.
Voodoo.
In front of a girl you're trying to impress. You know, just like sends him. And it's funny because over the years, they've gotten more and more creative. Like, you know, we used to spend hours on the road to Tahoe, so we had to have something to entertain ourselves. And though it actually does sort of cut the tension, you know, when you are in the habit of hexing someone who has done you wrong.
Right.
Because fighting with them is not the answer.
Sorry, I just switched to another story.
Uh-oh.
If I could.
Sure.
We have time, right?
Absolutely. The way you said it, I thought maybe you'd
No, I didn't
a mistake
lose it. It's right here.
Kind. Okay.
A poll earlier this year found that 20% of employers have seen Gen Z, that's your kid, Sarah, Gen Z, bring a parent along for a job interview.
20%?
20% of employers have seen Gen Zer bring a parent along for the job interview. We're talking about physically sitting in on the interview.
Not just I drove my kid to an interview.
No, we're talking about the parent came into the prospective employer.
To make sure that you didn't talk mean to their kid or something.
I don't know what.
Just hold their hand. To be like, oh, that was a really good answer. Good job. You're doing so well. This is great. Don't forget, eye contact, smile. Don't worry. It's like I'm not here. He can't even hear me, dear.
26% of Gen Z said they've brought a parent to an interview in the past year.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't?
No, I have Gen Z students, and I've had them have their parents send me notes why they missed an assignment. It's just like...
You realize this is college, right?
You're in a college. You're 20 years old. I don't care about your parents.
Yeah. Your mommy's not supposed to write me an excuse anymore.
Yeah.
37% of Gen Z said their parent accompanied them to the office, but didn't go inside. They were just there for moral support.
I did drive Riley to that interview at Pete's Coffee because he was 15. So I drove him. Was he, or maybe I didn't. Maybe he was 16 and he drove himself. I seem to remember. I was there so often trying to get my free coffees. Give me a free coffee, Riley.
She doesn't know her story.
I don't know my story. But I picture it. I can picture it. But I don't think it happened. I think he had his license. Did I tell you guys? Oh, I don't want to make cancer jokes. That's because those are seriously not funny.
18% said they introduced their parent to the manager and then their parent left and they just did the interview then. Like, here's my, hey, you should meet my mom. All right, my mom's going to go sit in the car and now.
Just so you know, if I do get the job here, my mom bakes and she's really good at oatmeal chocolate chip cookies. You're going to love those. Boy, that's a, you know, just one of the many reasons to hire me. You want to talk to her some more? Should I go get her?
7% answered questions for their child in the interview.
Oh.
Like, actually cut the kid off and answered for them.
Well, that's, honestly, they're in the room. That's not surprising. That's not surprising. I mean, you're already at the point where your mom's in the interview with you. Of course she's going to, honey, I got this one. He's amazing. He has nothing but strengths. He doesn't have any weaknesses. Next question.
A poll found 1 in 8 Gen Zers also had their parent write the resume that they're passing around from scratch for them in entirety.
Yeah.
Well, my mom wrote this.
Right. So I don't even know what's on it. I mean, I'm sure she made me look good though. These days you just tell AI you want, you know, here's a couple things I did. Pat up a resume for me.
I understand the desire to care for your child, but what you're doing is creating a mess for that human being when they get out into the world by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Just a mess.
Well, they'll have no faith in themselves. Someone always did everything for them. You know, your job as a parent is to create someone who can stand on their own 2 feet and be a contributing member of society, not someone who needs their mommy. Like, you're not, that's no good. It's no bueno.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few more things you guys had to say. Speaking of first time, says 510, mine was with a girl who came on to me and she had a boyfriend.
Oh.
Needless to say, it was a great time for us. She came back for more.
Oh.
But
had a boyfriend, but took and was like, I'm going to take your virginity.
Yes.
Is that like a braggy story? I don't know.
I don't know.
Was, you know, he was so good the first time that.
408
maybe it's a girl. Who knows?
Oh my God, my high school boyfriend had an orange square back. Yeah, VWs used to be the car that young people could afford and then fix up. VW square back. There was a fastback. There was a Carmen Ghia.
Oh, yeah, the Carmen
Ghia. And
there
was a the regular Bug. But they were all like what teens drove. What's going on?
Gen X is to blame for what's going on. We have, I don't know this person's name. Dua?
Dwayne.
Oh, Dwayne.
Dwayne!
Dwayne. Good.
Good,
how
are you?
Yeah. It is. It's mine too. Mm-hmm. We were the hovercraft parents. We were just helicopter parents. I saw it.
Me too.
Right. Well, Dwayne, you did it right.
Yeah, Dwayne.
Best dad ever.
He's right, though. That's exactly true. That right. I think that we grew up sort of free range.
Yep.
And we are worried about our kids more than we should be. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Because here we are alive.
I know what it is. It's the news cycle. Because all we ever hear is these terrible things that can happen to our kids.
Yeah.
And all we ever hear is this, you know, the whatever allergy is going to get them. Or they're going to get stung by a bee and you need an EpiPen. Or this. Just like, we're just... staph infections, MRSA virus from the sand and the sandbox, like everything. It's just constant. Every dude that walks past the playground is going to grab your kid. That's why.
All right.
I'm like, oh, I got to protect this precious, precious nugget. I'm going to tuck you right here under mommy's wing and I'll always be here for you.
And never
leave.
Of
course, mommy's going to help build the wall. Disney passes right after this.
Let's do this.
Let's go. Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com